We're holding the Yomim HaNeroim. We're holding in the Yomim HaNeroim is in a lot of minhagim that Klal Yisrael bring into the Seder of the Yomim HaNeroim. Even that Be'etzem they don't have Mekoyres Nisht and Shas. Some Zachen even don't have Mekoyres in Rishoinim. Some Zach even don't have Mekoyres in Tur Bes Yosef Shulchan Aruch. But they became Chelik from Klal Yisrael, especially in the Yomim HaNeroim. Chelik from these Minhogim became Mamesh a Chelik from Klal Yisrael. And it's Bavus, what the Chasim Sefer brings down in Tshuven or Achaim Chilik Aleph, Simenun Aleph, to that Rav that wanted to break one of the Minogim. And he tells him, Shkogo Gdoilo Yoitza Milifne Ashalit, Voyoroi Lehari Shalomois, Umizayodi Nechlo Yoiz Beatz Milifshit Yad Beminag Yisrael. And he says, we know how much a Minag is Choshuv, Zog the Chasim Sefer. Yom Tev Sheini Shal Pesach, we make a broche and the morir. Says morir is the rabbonon be Yom Tev Rishay. Yom Tev Sheini is a sveike de dine. We don't have even a sveike de dine. It's minaga viseinu beyodeinu. And not only that, Zog the Chasim Sefer, we make a broche al sfira soimer that it's muchach, that it's nishken Yom Tev. Aber minaga viseinu beyodeinu. So we make a broche levatzole, because minaga viseinu beyodeinu. So nishtok in Yom Tevayim, there's no tzad that it's Pesach. Morir bi Yom Tevrishon is the Rabbonon. Mizok Tzvira Soimer to say that it's a vada, nishken chalam Pesach. And we make the broche, shim shvayim levatole. Minag aviseinu beyodeinu. This is the koyach of a minag. It doesn't mean that every minag, forget, we'll go duch, some minhagim yes, some minhagim not. You have to know when yes and when not. But I want to go duch hapor minhagim, a little bit minhagim, we'll get a little bit time from the Sheirish Advorim. I think it'll be mashpia. I want to speak about minhagim, if tkiya shofar in Rosh Hashanah and Chodesh Elul, if you're allowed to eat pickles and chalamoed sukkas. And it's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. You have to know that these minhagim, if you're allowed to sleep in Rosh Hashanah, if you have to say tashlich, and how you say tashlich, and where you say tashlich, and all of these achen be'etzem, the problem is that there's no mokir in Shas. There's no gemoras, there's no sugyas. I'm saying some zaken, there's no rishonim. Everything starts from rekalach from minhagim, aber it's kodesh la'Hashem. Kodesh la'Hashem. So we'll start with the first minhag. Now we get some halachas. I know that some bachrim, maybe at least the first 2 weeks of Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if they heard the shofar. Yeah, they're busy bederech klal already. You know, the sukkum to aleinu shabeach, the tefillin go off. Yeah. I one thing chapt, you know, I daven in the morning in Vizhnitz. I live near Bismarck of Vizhnitz, I daven in the Shachas. And Minek Vizhnitz says, you say L'David Hashem Oiri after Tachmon, before Ashrei. You know, I think to myself, I'm not going now to Minek of L'David Hashem. I'm wondering to myself, I'm worried, okay? But then when I see Taki that when it comes to Tkei HaShofar there's no minion, so I have to want the Olam to be in the David HaShem. You know, so don't mention, you know, that they're not in the David HaShem. But we can say a minion card, and we'll see different troops for a Moshe, if someone holding a middle of Shmonesre, what to do with the blood of Shofar. Is he has to stop middle of Shmonesre or not? So it's, good. I mean, it's the same, you don't want to hear Shofar, you don't have to. You also don't have to make a little Seder, more the second night. Both of them is a minion. No difference. What's the difference? So I know, maybe stuck in some bachim. I heard that again. Don't eat more the second night. So I'm not saying now to them because people are not listening to the shofar. They don't say L'David Hashem, so they could take and not keep the second night of Leila Seder. Chaz v'Shalom said Alamol. You know, when we speak Alamol, you know, the Rishonim could take out the michshel, the bad. Yeah, but Medavisim was the koyach mun aminek. And you have to know Minag Yisrael Dinu. So let me gain a little bit. We'll start with a poem in Hogan. If you keep Masas Hazman, I'm trying to seek the minhagim that Klal Yisrael fear in these yomim aneroim, and I think it's a mockery to be mischazek. For sure, if you see it from the mekoyrim, you get a little bit more time. Ich bin maskim. Speaking to myself, the first mockery for the shofar in the chodesh Elul is the Pirkei Rav Elazar. In Pirkei Rav Elazar and Perek Memvov, at least in the girsa that we have. It says, "Borosh Chodesh Elul Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Ale Elai Ohor veEviru Shofar beKol HaMachne Moshe Olo Lohor Shelo Yitu Achrei Akum." Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nisal Bo Yisro Hayoyim BaShofar SheNemar Olo Elokim BeSruo Hashem beKol Shofar. Al Ki Nitkinu Chachomim SheYutekim BaShofar Borosh Chodesh Elul beKol Shana VeShana. So the Pirkei Rav Elazar brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Olal Amorim the third time to take down the Torah, they were Ma'avir Kol Shofar B'machne Moshe Olal Ohar Shelo Yitu Ba'avid Ezore V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'al Lebo Yisro Shofar Lefichoch Hiskinu Chachomim Shiutekim Shofar B'Rosh Chodesh Elu. That's the first marker. It's interesting. Before I was here, I had to stop somewhere. It was the Arshan in there. And he asked Akasha that Moshe Rabbeinu went up three times. He went the first time, he came down, Klal Yisrael had a mistake, the eagle. He went back again, he was asking Rachmim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Beseder. And the third time, he was Olo Lohiri de Sator. So I gefragt, why Taka didn't blow Shofar in the second time? Also, maybe people would think Moshe Rabbeinu died. But why in the third time Taka Olo? I mean, was a chash that Moshe to have a mistake when Moshe Rabbeinu has to come down. So the third time, Moshe Olo Lahar, that Chas V'Shol Klaus will not have a mistake. And what happened the second time? He said, Vais Tois, from Sforim, that Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveiro Yitzri Godol Mimeno. And the second time, there was not Nocha Kabbalah Satere, was no Pacha that the Yitzri Hoya will manage to Machshir Klal Yisrael. Only when you attack him, the Hecher HaMadreges. The first time, Kabbalah Satere the first time, Kabbalah Satere the second time. Then the Yitzhahore brent as Zaydi a fire. That Yitzhahore we had to win with the Shofar. The middle, Yitzhahore, Nishkin Azam Mekudosh Diketeg, the Yitzhahore can Ishmach Shazay. Bring down this, the Magid Midubne, this is what he said, that Amel Chochem, the Magid Midubne, asked the Goen, after he benched the Goen, he asked the Goen, if you mask him to bench me, then I will have you Yitzhahore. It's a horror when the Goyen has. The Goyen slept 2 hours a night. And it's a horror to sleep 2 more minutes. What is it? It's a horror of the Goyen? Bench me, then I will have you. It's a horror. The Goyen told him, Mine, it's a horror. See, Brent has heavy fire. I'm telling you, you will never be oimed in my nisuinus. You'll be nishu miyad. Du weiss noch, it's a horror, hichab. So, b'mele, tosik ben de shofar. Now, the way that we have the Pirkei Rav Elazar is tiknu litkoya b'shofar b'rosh chodesh elu. And the medrash lek echtoiv and the pasuk b'yemer Hashem l'moishe p'seilucho sheiluchi savonim hoyomaisa b'rosh chodesh lefichoch noagu litkoya b'shofar b'rosh chodesh. Reb Nissim Goyen brings down the shibula leket or cheschaim and the daskenim lebala ha'teisves in parshas Eikev. He brings down also the minig was Ditkoya B'Rosh Chodesh Elul. So the first minig what was brought down by Etzem is Ditkoya B'Rosh Chodesh Elul. This is one group of Rishonim, Shibola Aleket, and the Pirkei Rav Elazar the way we have it. In Sefer HaManik, this is the minig Tzofas, and there really it started. He brings down Noyagim Lehatchil M'Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'Eilach, ויש סמך על פי הפירקי דרב לזר. דהיינו, he brings down that the פירקי דרב לזר really said only to blow שויפור on ראש חודש אלו. אבל we carried on the גנץ ראש חודש אלו. דרב יו, and the זר בזך, the ראש and ראש השונה and the טור, and סימן טוב קוף פי א', they bring a different gears in the פירקי דרב לזר, that's what we do. שהתקינו חכומים שיותקים בראש חודש אלו כל החודש. כדי להעזר שיעשת שובו וכדי לערב הסופן שלו יסטינס ישראל. It's mashma that they blew shofar the whole Chodesh Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu was up. And lemaise in Klal Yisrael, if you look at the minhagim from 500 years ago, Taki was two places. It was Ashkenaz, Habit Tesis in the Tur, they blew the whole Rosh Chodesh, the whole Chodesh Elul, and it's given place that they only blew Taki Rosh Chodesh. Lemaise, this minig was discovered only in Ashkenaz. In Sfarad, this minig is speaking the Rab Lezer Ma'aril, Tur, Rosh, Shibul Aleket, Ochas Chaim, Rabbi Lulunil. By the Sfardim, this minig didn't exist. This is the reason the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. The ganze moker is the Ramo and Tov Kuf Be'alef, the Mishabu Achelek Vovde. The Ramo and Tov Kuf Be'alef brings down the Elshne moker. ומין אבני אשכנז אינו כן, אלא מראש חודש ואילך מתחילים לתקוע אחר התפילה שחריס. So I heard once from someone, they said, I don't know if it's a מוסמך. I mean, why the Sfardim Taki didn't have this? We had this minig to blow shofar. Okay, if it's a Pirkei Rab Lezer, it's for sure. We have a Pirkei Rab Lezer. This was our girsa. They didn't have it. But they bring down that Ken Zayin, the Iker is l'oirer al ha-tshuve. And Sforad Taki, the minig was to say slichas the ganze Chodesh Elul. So b'meile, they didn't pick up. It's a minig. Al pi the Pirkei Rab Lezer. I say this mashma the Rishonim. That al pi de pirkei de Rab Lezer, some have a girsa that the pirkei de Rab Lezer said to blow the whole Rosh Chodesh Elul. But if it's al pi minhag Ashkenaz, we didn't say slichas take the ganze Chodesh Elul. But we wanted epes la'ir al ha'tshuve. Now lemaise is a machlekes if you blow the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Achronim explained the machlekes is when Moshe Rabbeinu was all al ha'har. Moshe has to be there 40 days. Elul is 29 days, and then you have a Sarsim Yitshuva. You only have 39 days. So the Shaila, how Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days in Arsina. So it's two mahalachim. One mahalach that Chodesh Elul in that year was Chodesh Mole. Then the Mekadosh Lefi Dereiyah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was there 40 days. Or Moshe Rabbeinu went up and Lamed Ov. If he went up and Lamed Ov, so this means me, especially the mocker of the Minig, is Alpi Moshe Rabbeinu, so we have to do Blow Shefer Lamed Ov. If Taki Moshe Rabbeinu went Aleph Rosh Chodesh Elul, in that year Rosh Chodesh Elul was the Iber and the Ma'abed Chodesh, the Mele. Now, when you see the Ma'aril inside, Lemaise the Loshon Ramo, the Loshon Tesis, the Askenim is Noyagim Litkoya Shachris VeArvis. Noyagim Litkoya Shachris VeArvis. Lemaise, our minig is only to blow shachris. But Ephraim says, we never saw someone. So Lemaise, the minig is niskabel, and it's a minig, could be from Pirkei de Rab Lezer, avad in time of the Rishonim, that is a minig of Klal Yisrael. We see Ramoshe explains that it's one of the minogim of Klal Yisrael that you have to do. That you have to blow shofar every day. Now, before we must be the dinim of that minig, till when you blow shofar. So the Ramo brings down and see if Gimel that we blow till Erev Rosh Hashanah. When taking Erev Rosh Hashanah. Lemaiset, our meaning is like that. Why take it? We don't blow Erev Rosh Hashanah. So there's three reasons. One reason we blow Erev Rosh Hashanah is le'arev es ha'sotn, that the sotn will think already that we finished already the din. The levush says le'hafsik ben tkiyas dereshus lechoiva. The nafkamina is zogin the poiskim if the Baal Tekeh is allowed to blow Erev Rosh Hashanah to teach himself or not. If it's le'arev es ha'sotn, so he's not allowed to, because we want him not to hear the shofar. If it's le'hafsik min reshus lechoivo, so then you're allowed to. andra makel in this year that is the first days of Shoshana Shabbos and we don't blow, Abbas Mishnah is a poshut be'ezras Hashem b'ada b'is Hamikdash, and we will blow Shofar and Shabbos. The Maharam Rutenberg is a different reason. He says that state in Sforim that when you're used to for something for 30 days, you get used to it. He said if we blow Shofar 30 days, so the Satan gets used to the noise, so he doesn't get scared. Now, I want to be masked. When I was a kid, I never understood it, all of these tell me. Not to make the Satan to get mixed up, not to have the Rishus Lechaiva, that the Satan, Zakim Ha'aril, he gets used to the noise, he doesn't get confused, yeah? I never understood that when I was a kid. Why? Well, man, these little noises that, you know, the guy blows in the shul, Chvesish says that Kia Bichlal, I say, this can shayfa. When the Satan hears the shayfa Bichlal, Satan hears the shayfa of these 30 days. Lehavdil bin tkiyas reshus lechayva, that Anzo, you can't do shechiyonu, because this comes from a meratzis that I had, that this shofar is as a, you know, yeah, nish, you know. So you're right, Taka was the shaykhis, that the Satan already used to, when the Satan's not listening even to the shofar. That's the mistake. This is a shofar, this is a minig. As they used to know Chabot HaSarove, as they used to know Yom Tov Sheni, as a minig kadmoinim from Pirkei d'Rablezer from Tanoim to blow shofar, and minig Ashkenaz to blow shofar, and we mekayim the din. Because the Buchacher zok the Eishel Avram that if you will blow every day, you can't do shechiyonu Rish Hashane, because we're doing this mitzvah already for 30 days. Now, Staki given a machlekes. There's a lot of chassidim, Spinke, Karlin, and Tzver. They're noyeg to do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. As they be Rosh Hashanah. Well, it's a Suffolk, what is the real Tkiyah? So we do Tashrat, Tarat. I mean, I guess we do only one Tashrat. Now, Reb Moshe had the tzad that if a person didn't hear the Tkiyah, he has to go to someone to hear the Tkiyah. If a person didn't have Kaporis, he said, okay, really, I forgot to do Kaporis in the morning, he doesn't do Kaporis. Well, see, Kaporis is much, much less Indian to do the Moshe to blow the Shofar. Tashlich Bichlal. We'll see this minogim in a second, we'll see the Bichlal don't take place, the minig from Shofar. And Moshe says, no, the Kabbalah is given the Tzibur. Zok and Moshe, if they didn't blow Shachis, you have to blow Minche. I don't know the Gdorim, it was a Minyan, and they didn't have a Shofar there. So I don't know who is Mechuyv exactly to organize. But if it's less, but it's a chiyuv in the tzibur. Reb Moshe says they didn't blow shachris, they have to blow mincha. More than that, Reb Moshe says if a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he hears the shofar, if he knows that later he will not hear a shofar, he has to be mafsik beemtza Shmoneh Esrei, because this is mina kadmoin, and a mina kadmoin is mechayim afilu mina Shmoneh Esrei. It says lekatchila to try to come to a bracha. And if you see the second of blowing, so stop after a bracha. A person has to do, I'm saying, it's a din of the tzibur, so I don't know if it's the issur if someone leaves before. I'm not saying, it's a din of the tzibur, I can't zog and versteht nicht. That is a chiyuv to stay there to hear the shofar. It's not a chiyuv to stay, versteht nicht. She is a chiyuv al tzibur. But it's a chiyuv, I'm saying. Because I tell you, I'm not saying it's a din al tzibur. So I'm saying, a person has to take b'cheshbon that, when it's like alemol, before we go to the next minute, that people have a mistake. Chazal said that you need this 30 days, olo elikim b'shoifor, in this ale b'shoifor, the shoifor is a minig, prepared for yom hadin. The person said, I don't need it. Chazal said, you need it. I just found him, don't do it. They do slichas 30 days. It's not a halach to come to Yom HaDin under aloche. Let me get to the next meeting. There's another meeting in Rosh Hashanah that you don't eat nuts and goizim, and you don't eat sour things. We'll see what sour means, if it means pickles, if it means grains, if it means garlic, pepper. There's different minhagim, and these minhagim go to different times. Some people Rosh Hashanah, some people Yom Kippur, some people Shana Rabbe, and some people Simchas Torah. But let me again, Mevar Keseda, the mocker of the Minig. Again, these are Minogim that Taki don't have a mocker in Gemore. But the Minogim again, that Nishtarish and the Poiskim, you see, not one or two, this is Minogim Gdoilim Oit. The Ramah brings down in the Simen, Tov Kuf Pe Gimel, is a Simen there, all the things that we eat, Zecher, you know, Shanatoybo Mesuka. Minag Ashkenaz, again this is Minag Ashkenaz, Yesh Medagdikim Sholelecho Legoizim, She'ego is Begimatriyachet. It's a big shaylef, ego is means the big ones, don't know how to call them in English, or it means also nuts, and if it means peanuts, and if it means garinim, it's different minhagim. It's hard to know, it's the best not to eat all of them in Rosh Hashanah. Arbis, and these achen you're allowed to, but different kind of nuts, potassium nuts, the big shaila. So the Rambam brings down like this. Ego is, the ikar, I'm just the ikar, the ikar ha'aloche, the isur is to eat them bifnei atzmom. The alamo shaila comes, you come to a table, or you know, someone has in his house, and they serve this cake, and inside the cake, so if on the cake they have these crumbs of nuts, that you see them the mamish, I don't know if best on ish to essen. If they put a little bit inside that it's mamish tofel, and you don't feel it so much, again for sure lekatchile it's better not to. But you have it under a maker. But the Ramah says this: Sheloi lecho legoizim sheego is begimatri yochet veoid shehem marbim kichoy venioy umevatlim esatfile. They make a person that he spits a lot and he has a lot of kichoy venioy, and it made it hard for him to daven. Now, if you look inside the Mekoyres of the Minag, Be'etzem the Ramot took two Minhogim and he made them to one Minag. It was one Minag not to eat things, the Ma'aril brings down a Minag, all of different things that make a person to Kichoy V'Niyoy, that it disturbs his davening, was a Minag not to eat them in Rosh Hashanah. Was another Minag not to eat the glazing, because eggers is begimatriyachet. Lemosh, the Ramot put them together. Now it's a big nafkimine. If the reason is because chet, so there's no point after Rosh Hashanah not to eat it. I'm sorry. If the minig is because kichoy v'niyoy, that nuts are not good because they make you to be full with spit and it's hard for you to daven and you choke and you. So b'meile, it's only shayches to Rosh Hashanah. There's no mocker not to eat the goyzin b'zishan rabbe. If the reason not to eat the goyzin because it's a simen ra, you could say that the simen ra is b'zishan rabbe. Now, the Ramah brought two reasons together. This is the reason a lot of people wanted to say that you could be makel to eat them after Rosh Hashanah, because be'etzem vayistayis the Ramah didn't like so much the reason if the gematrias, I don't want to say different achronim right, if you make gematrias, they start to make gematrias of all different foods. Lemaisen, this forum to bring down another reason that state that leginas ego is yoradity, ego is alamol asima and klal Yisrael, that they fall into the averes, but the shells protect them. This is the reason klal Yisrael and nimshal leegoizim. Bameila, we don't want to eat it, we want to eat klal Yisrael and nimshal leetapuchim Rosh Hashanah. But the goizim is when klal Yisrael are bad, and Hashem says they stay inside clean, we don't want to meramis. So, I'm saying, lemaisen, we'll see in a second how the other minhagim. So Ander zogin that this minig of the Ramah, even if we'll be makpid in a way and different zachen, not to eat in bizush and rabbe, like we'll see in a second, and the ego is because the Ramah took two minhagim and put them together, Ander zogin that the Ramah was not so pushed him to answer gematria be'alme, it's only a gematria be'alme, so he was mitzarev two minhagim. One minhagim not to eat the goizim because it's kichoy v'niyoy. Lemoshel, we don't know the mitzias, I'm not a mumche. But some people say that the other nuts, they could make it much more. Why are there a lot of rabbanim and make it and all the peanut butter and all the zachen? They say like this. Chet, it's a nut. It's not called the eggers, it's called a boitin. Chazal called it boitnim. Boitnim ishkeidim. And shkeidim ishkeidim also, it's not a goizim. A goizim ishkeidim. Chalik latinoik is a goizim ishkeidim. So they say, it's in Rosh HaKodesh, it's not called a goizim. Even if you call it nuts in English, that's nishkeidim gematrin chet. And And kiroi v'niyoi, it doesn't do. So they say, if the Ramon needs two reasons, if it's only the shame, so you say all the nuts have a name of nuts. But the Ramon himself, it's a tziruf of two minogim that we see inside, was like a two different minogim. Now, the Ramon didn't bring down, like the Ma'aril brings down, kol dovol sh'oise kiroi v'niyoi not to eat. It's a list of all different foods that make the Ramon. He took egois that has another reason, and kiroi v'niyoi, and he put them together. I'm saying, lemaisa, the meaning is to try not to eat all different nuts. And again, if you know something that makes you heartburn and dizachen, straight in poiskim, to try not to eat them. Some people, emotional, they eat like apple cake, they get like a heartburn. There's different kind of foods. To try not to eat them in Rosh Hashanah. Even if you like it. Some people, they like it. They take tongs, they don't take tongs. It's aber, no, straight in sforim, not to eat it. The isur to eat them in Rosh Hashanah. It's a din of the Ramo. But I'm saying, the people that are not so machmer, and they say, the Ramo only put these two things together. Now, from this halacha came another halacha. That while we eat simonim and Rosh Hashanah, so the mele, as if you're not allowed to eat a goizim, the same thing, you're not allowed to eat a goizim like the Ramo brings down. Not to eat sour stuff, pickles. So I want to say the mokir of the minek, I know this is a zach, it's very hard to say. There's different minhagim in different families. The goyim say like this, Ein mevashlim bishul shiyesh b'choymetz. Vinegar, you don't serve things that have vinegar. As they like Rabbi Netoy going, as they bring the Mogen Avrom, the Mishabur brings it down also. Alkin yesh nimnoim mirosh Hashanah memine choymes borsh v'kadoyme. Alkin ha'oich limdogim lesimona sheyifru v'yirbu kedogim ein mevashlim oysom b'choymes. Stop, I want to say of the Mishabur. והנה כל אלו העניונים אויסים אקו לסימן טויב וכן פשיטה שיזוהר מאוד שלא ייחס ביום הללו מלבד גודל האיסור כדי שיהיה לסימן טויב רק יהיה שמח person gets angry, starts to fight on a seat and ראש השונה צריך להם שתבור את הסדה ארקס זה סימן רע and he's eating all different סימונים טויבים and he gets angry and yells on some ראש השונה that's the ארקס זה סימן רע אבל זה איסור תאית זכר בתחוים וחידוס has down אפילו לימוי נשנה. So now, Lemaisa, the Poskim divided to four groups. Choymetz, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So choymetz means pickles. I know there's a big argument today, is two kind of pickles. It's with choymetz and with salt. Some people tell you that you're allowed to eat the pickles with salt. It's not with choymetz. It's vinegar, it's pickles with vinegar, and pickle with... I think both of them are be'etzim, they say the same lomdus. I think both of them are called choymetz. They're called a pickle, I mean, that's the chavetz of the pickle. Now, it's sharp. Sharp is not choymetz. Sharp is onions. Chrein is sharp. Chrein is not sour. It's an ander zach. Then you have zachen that don't have taste. So, the Orach HaShulchan, the Mate Ephraim, bring down not to eat all of these things that are considered sour, because sour is kilu a kilkul, it's choymetz. It's sour. It's, people like it, but it's sour. The Shabur brings down choymetz, and the Orach HaShulchan brings it down, and this is the moker again. You can't say it's osu, but this is the moker of a lot of people that they don't eat pickles over Rosh Hashanah. Some people also don't eat olives, but most boys can tell you that, I'm saying, I forget about kosher zikor, and I'm going to them, but some people say that olives are not sour, it's an antozach. I don't know the mitzvahs. They have today these sour tomatoes, today you could buy all different chamutzim for the roof mendozdo. Now, the leket yosher brings down that the ma'aril, that the trumas adeshen, didn't eat even sharp things. Means even botzol mevushol. He didn't eat cooked onion. The ma'aseh, cooked onion, I think everyone eats today. In every soup they have cooked onions. The ma'aseh was not niskabel. the fish you can find cooked onions. Aber chrein, a lot of Choshevi people don't eat chrein in Rosh Hashanah. Even that some people don't like it. It's gishmak with the fish. Yes, yes, shana gishmak. But that's not gishayches. Lemaisa shtei dvorim charifim not. Though Hashulchan says that it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to put pepper when you cook the fish. Lemaisa, most fish in the world, he says, as shtei dvorim Hashulchan says, if ain sam pilpel, he says, if you don't put pepper inside, you can't eat the fish. He says das heitish ken dvor charif. Now, why I'm saying this chilukim? As Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael, this minig was divided to three steps. Some people are only knowing this chumra on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. It's geboit on that a lot of people hold that the Iker Simonim are only on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Most people are makpid 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like most people are makpid to eat the Simonim both nights of Rosh Hashanah. Some people are makpid busy Yom Kippur, and some people are makpid busy Shan Rabbe. Because now we put the honey and the challah, we mark it on all the zach. So I know from a lot of places, again, if a person doesn't have a minig, I don't know if he has to take on more from Rosh Hashanah. That's what I'm saying. If a person doesn't have a minig, so in Rosh Hashanah, it's good to mark it, not to eat pickles, not to eat grain. Don't have to, but after Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have to. If it's not his minig, it's not his minig, he doesn't have to. But if a person has minogim, the place can be divided like this. That lemashal, the pickles is a bigger mocker to be machmir b'simchas Torah. Again, I'm not saying if you don't have a minog, you don't have to, but if you have a minog. Chrein lemashal, that it's not dvorim chamutzim, it's only chorif. Chorif is... Mefoshim explained, they say lemashal, the Magen Avraham says, if you took off a fruit, you have a little, sometimes in the grapes, you have these sour little grapes. So you're not allowed to eat them Rosh Hashanah. Because it's sour. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is not to eat something that is sour, that is mekulkan. A pickle, enechan, I mean, even if you like it that they made it sour, they make it, they pickled it, but their taste alone does his kilkul, does his choymetz. Masha'enken, chayin, that it's, so I'm saying, is a mokar to be machmir, as even like it Yosha was machmir not to eat in Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying, if it's not your minig, you don't have to, I'm saying. Choymetz de mishabur bodam. So pickles, it's kimat bol that is the inyan not to eat in Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying, Shabur didn't say pickles, so some people tiny, why the mishabur? Mishabur says pickles. And hilchas netilas yadayim, al tibulim amashki, the mishabur speaks if you have to wash your hands when you eat a pickle or not. So mishabur was a weird about pickles. And here he didn't mention the pickles, he only mentioned the fish that is cooked. So people say maybe pickles are different. I'm saying pickles is a bigger mocker, chrein is a bit of less. If it's cooked and you don't feel the taste, the Meister Klal Yisrael are not machmir in dizach. Now let me get into noch a minig. This minig is very interesting. It's a minig that is brought down b'shem the Yerushalmi that we don't have this Yerushalmi bichlal. We don't have it. We look inside. But let me get into Seder. In Droshes Rabbi Yeshua Ebed, he brings down that the Rambam states that Ki Hashofar yesh lo remez, we're going on a minig not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. Yesh remez, uru yesheini mitardemaschem, v'akitzu nirdomim, u'mikan kosvu b'Yerushalmi, she'osur lo'odom she'yishan b'Rosh Hashanah. Kedai amrin en osom, hay barnash, de domir b'Reishate, a person that sleeps in Rosh Hashanah, oiskim bedino yvo'imrim malecho nirdom. His masber kiilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done you, and you don't mind, you're sleeping. Ein lecha kitru godl mizeh. The Bach brings down, Himare Atzmus, the Darke Moshe, that's the Ramo, he brings down the Darke Moshe, the Yerushalmi. Man de domich bereishate, domich kuleshate. If you sleep in Rosh Hashanah, you sleep the whole day. Veloche nizorim shlorishim b'Rosh Hashanah. The Ramo brings it down, the Tof Kuf Pei Gimel. Vegam noyagim shlorishim b'yoyim Rosh Hashanah, in brackets Yerushalmi, ומינג נוחים. אז זה מינג נאט הסליפים ראש השונה. זוג דשלו, why not? He says, because תשובה shows on his oirus. אורי, אורי. If a person sleeps, זוג דשלו and לאו דווקא sleeps, if he's awake and he's not learning and he's bottle צח, אז זה זו בחוי מרזי ויושב. Now, למעשה, we don't have this Yerushalmi. checked all over the Yerushalmi, Nishtar Zah Yerushalmi. Even that all of these Svarim were done b'shem the Yerushalmi. Again, Nish in the Shas, Nish in the Rambam, Nish in Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down this Halacha, it's only Droshes Rabbi Yeshua, it's Shigel Rishon, and after that it's Bach, and Darkei Moshe, that's the ganze Moker, they bring b'shem Yerushalmi, l'maisa we don't have the Yerushalmi. The Torah Tmimo, he tainest, as Takin is given as a Yerushalmi, first we couldn't find it, he says he looked and he couldn't find it. And he says, Epshat was a Medrash somewhere, and he said the Medrash never meant it. Why no one brought it down? He says, Man, the Domich Berei Shata means Domich brings down a lot of Yerushalmis, Domich means dead. He's a person that was dead in Rosh Hashanah, Simen Raloi. Like the Gemara says, Aniftar, Be'erab Shamer, Simen Yofaloi. Man, the Domich Berei Shata, if he dies, Aber lemaise in the Oruch is brought down an Erech Domich. The Oruch brings down that Domich is Yoshen. It states when Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Rochel that she can't come, she will not be covered with Yaakov because she gave over the bed that Leah could sleep. She imach ishkov alaylo. So the Medrash she amru loy imach yidmoch alaylo. So Domich means sleeping. Now, why lemaise again? All the poets came down b'shem de Yerushalmi, as he does a minig not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. Lemaise, we don't have this minig. We don't have this Yerushalmi. Why not to sleep? So the Heideke point, the later Achroini bring more reasons, and there's a Shane Duke, that the reason not to sleep is, if you sleep, you show that you are sleepy. But Mele, you give a simon to the whole year to have a sleepy year. And they bring Aziz Mashma, and not because it's a tikitruk, the siyata that they bring down, that the Ramo brings it in simen tof kuf pe gimel. Tof kuf pe gimel is the simen of all of the simonim. Yoichal ruvye, then lo yoichal egoizim, yoichal roi shel keves, v'gam noyagim shelo ilishan b'yoyim roi shashone. So they bring a raya that if it's the simen of all of the minhogim, it doesn't mean that it's a aloche. It means it's one of these. We'll see later, why is an efkemine, if it's taki a sakone, like it's masha because it's a kitrug, it's only like the inyonim, not to eat sour things, not to sleep, not to show that you're sleepy in Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is mitzad echot. Le'umas dem, the Bach, brings down the Maharam Rutenberg, slept in Rosh Hashanah. The Levush, the Leo Rabbi says, the Levush never brought it down, you're allowed to sleep. The Trumas Hadeshen slept in Rosh Hashanah. The Prichodesh brings down on minogenu shonu yoishnim ava pishi yoisar lochit shaloi lishon. So as one kvutz of Achroini brought down a minig b'shem de Yerushalmi that was never brought down before, and we don't have a Yerushalmi not to sleep, and as another group of Achroini they bring down that is you're allowed to sleep. Now zog the Mogen Avrom and the Mishabura brings them down. Ha'arizal omar she'achar chatzois mutar lishon שכבר נסער המלך על די התפילס ותקיס והבח כוסף שהמערם היו יושב מראש השונה ויושב בוטר כיושב ואם ראש הכובד עליו ישן מעט אם אי אפשר לבלוי זה. This is Mishabur brings down. So Mishabur brings down that they are reset at after Chatzos. Now, is it, למעשה, the minhagim are like this. Some people tine, some poiskim, I'm not going to sheet this whole, that the Iker Chumra is not to sleep the first day, some people say, even the second day. The Ari brings down after Chatzos, a lot of Achroinim, the Mate Ephraim brings down, Mate Elef, Mate Lemoshe, that the Maise even after Chatzos is also. Shabur brings down, the Maise, if he has a headache, he could be makeup. If he has a headache, he could be makeup. And Hoylech Botel Kiyoshen Dami, there's no point stamp to stay awake. There's no point stamp to stay awake. Only if you could learn. So I think most people know this halacha. And our deres became a nuchumur. And it's not a nuchumur. If you're not allowed to sleep Rosh Hashanah, so l'chur, you have to wake up in alayis ha-shachar. There's no thing not to sleep after shachris. There's a thing not to sleep by day. B'meilef, there's a thing not to sleep by day. It's like Moshe Sternbuch, you have to wake up next. He says, there's no point. He says, people walk up. He says, they roll into shul 6 o'clock. And after shachris, they hold themselves. So after shachris, the Ari said, you're allowed to sleep. But before that, then you're not allowed to sleep. So, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says not to sleep. The Ari said after Chatzos you could sleep. Klal Yisrael do fakir. By day, most Yidden try not to sleep. And 98% don't wake up in Alois HaShachar. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down tag, and Ben Ishchai and Pashas Nitzavim, he says that they had Memunim and they went to wake everyone awake before Alois HaShachar. Rav Moshe Sternbuch teaches that the old days everyone woke up dead. Lemais a Klal Yisrael doesn't. So it's a chosh v'yidim name like Rav Shraya de Veletsky. He's the melech of Alam in Hogim. He brings down two reasons. He says that state, the reason is the Teretz. He brings down that state in Sukkah, that if a person was raining and a person went into the house to sleep, he doesn't have to wake up. So Mele here also, if you're already sleeping, you don't have to wake up. He says, Takilu, you were awake the whole night, and you want to go to sleep near Alei Sashar, that gets like a problem. And they bring more people that said it. And the Shaila is, what is the Shaychas? Doesn't state Teshu came to do, you already slept. So the Pshat is Azei Takim. If it's Takim, it's at the Kitrugim, it's very Shver Takim. If it's the Din not to sleep by day, not to sleep by day. But if the Iker is that we show that the Pshat is, it's a Simen Ra. A person that sleeps, it's a bad Simen. Or the Loshon Habach is, it doesn't look nice, it's a din, and you're sleeping, you went to sleep in the middle of the din. But Mele, as they be shaped in Sukkah, that when a person is sleeping already in a place, and he doesn't wake up, that's not that he's going to sleep outside. He's mamshich dad shena. But Mele is a mokor to be mamshich. Lemaise, I think, is not, I'm saying, Lemaise, the Veltainers, I'm saying, Poiskis Maneinu, if not that you're a very strong person, not to use this chumre chas v'sholem, and to start to wake up. Because lemaise, when a person wakes up very early, the davening becomes very hard after it. Because we're not used to waking up. A person wakes up 4 o'clock, it'll be very hard for him after to daven k'moshe tzorich. And b'frat the Mishnah Berurah himself said that misha kovet l'roisho yishan me'at. So there's no point to wake up 4 o'clock and then 10 o'clock to say, I have a headache, I'm going to sleep. Sleep till 6 o'clock and wake up like a mensch and daven like a mensch. But I'm saying, if a person is gibur kari, ain't a chanam. Now let me gain one more minute. That Klal Yisrael, again, Klal Yisrael took on themselves. This minute is already even worse. It was not nisker in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, not in the Tur, and not even in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah is the only one that brings down this minute. And even in the Rishonim, and the Sforim from the Rishonim, is no remes to this minute. And this minig is tashlich. The goyim taki was not knowing this minig. The goyim was taki not knowing as eishet in maiserav. Ober the maril and the doiroi, that for him is the first time that his brought down was the minig to go to say tashlich. Now the maril brings down as a minig shohilchim roish hashone achar asuude etzel yomim v'nehoros lehashlich b'mitzulas yom kol chatoson. So I want a little bit to be masbir this. Here it's like a grace of bilbul. I don't know from where it came. The Ma'aril says, why we go for Tashlich? Zog the Ma'aril, because when Avraham Avinu went to the Akeda, the water came, biz the tzavo. And he says, Yishio Hashem ki bo umayim ad nefesh. V'zehoyo asotin shoyo nire kenor. And this is the reason we go to Tashlich, to remember the Ma'isa Akeda. So this is the real source. I'm saying, the Iker reason is, for Shtetin Ma'aril, that's the Hershte Mokel, for Tashlich. This is the reason, the Iker Adin, you go to a place that is water, it doesn't make a difference what water it is, even the second we'll see. The Iker is that, I think the water of the Sultan was also not a real water. Yeah? Well, Stam. It's not Taki, not a real Nor. It looked like it. So there's no reason Taki to go to a real Nor. Yeah? I'm saying, but we'll see, maybe today is the Olam don't go to Tashlich anymore. Maybe the Gedolim will mevatel it. But what's that? I mean, the Minig only started in the Ma'aril, yeah? You know. But the Minig is as they state in the Ma'aril to remind us the Akedah. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe brings down the Ma'aril with the reason of the Ma'aril, and as they in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, he says it again in the Simen, והולכים אל הנור לא ימר פוסוק ותשליך במצוי אז יום כל חטוס ומנהוגים. Now, it's brought down the Ma'arir that they went to the place that is Dogim. Why a place that is Dogim? Because we see the Dogim running away. Kedogim aneichozim b'metzuda. And remember that b'yoyim adin, we kedogim aneichozim b'metzuda, and it's sakonas nefoshes. V'gam shenifre v'nir b'kedogim. And they bring down already in the Yosef Oimetz that there's a lot of tkufas and klalis so that the goyim didn't let all the yidden to march in the middle of Yontif to a place. So they went to different little places. Shehoyo shom tzino irmaim v'shom omru atashich. V'shom omru atashich. And a lot of places that is tough to say because of that. So they bring down a couple more reasons. The Ramo in Sefer Oilas Teiras HaOilo LeRamo, he says the pnimiyas of the minig of Tashlich minig shel Yisrael Teiro hu she'olchim el ha'mayim liyoskim na'metzulo nikar b'riyas HaOilo. So it reminds us Ma'ase Bereishis. The Shlo brings down another reason. That kilu the averes fall down into the water. B'shad that a person says tashlich b'metzulas yom kol chatiseinu, the averes fall inside. The elef lamogin the mata Ephraim brings down that state in Chazal that every melech lo nimshach elo al ha'mayim. When the moishach the melochim they took him to the mayim. So b'meile when we mamlich hakadosh baruch hu we mamlich al ha'mayim. So be'etzem, mishim asfas ha'boyer, af al pisha en b'mai. If it's a boyer that when the winter they have the water, you could go to sfas ha'boyer, as they shayt in kafachayim. As does it in b'nei. Now, when they said it, so the ikar ha'minig was b'yom alef the Rosh Hashanah. If it's chal b'shabes, l'mais the minig is to say it in the second day. And the Ma'ase, others say it, and Yom, that by the Chassidim, there's a lot of people that say it, B'yom, that you say Yud Gimel Midas, they say then the Tashlich, and the day that you say Yud Gimel Midas. Now, in a second, I'll go back to it. Shteitim Reb Chaim Vital, to menayr de b'godim b'shas Tashlich. It's a machleik as if to menayr it b'shas Tashlich, when you say the posuch b'tashlich b'mitzulas yom, or when you finish. The Ari says the tzitzis. Why to be menayr? So there's two reasons. The Shlo says that the klippas come and you have to menayr the klippas. I don't know what it is. The Mata Ephraim says that it's a zecher tashlich b'mitzulas yom kol chatosom b'ki'ilu throwing away the aveiros. Now, and the noshim would differ minhogim if they could go, if they can go, for sure not the taroibis. And Sefer Yad Eliyahu he brings down like this. V'roi levatel minag ze, asher bazman hazeh ein roi linag boi. V'gam mi'ikore lo initan elo legdoilim v'yeduim v'yoidim divreim betzina. Aval bazman hazeh, he says, not to do it. Toruch HaShulchan also brings down that rabim nimnoi. So I want to be masbid. We can have a kechta mevatel a minek. We started in the beginning b'shem b'chasam soifer cholila to touch a minek. Cholila. This minek is a minek that started much later in Klal Yisrael, much later. It's not brought down nowhere, and we have the biur agro that said that it's a minek not to do it. The ma'ase most kehilas do it today. And Sforim state that it's dvorim amukim and it was not nitan lechol bnei odom. And avade. Even by the Chassidim already stated why they moved it to Yom Shirut Gimel Rachmin, because Rosh Hashanah was a disturbing to go out in the middle of Rosh Hashanah to these places. So we can't say not to, but the pshat is the yeshivas and the mekoymes that they have the minhagim. I'm saying Yadu Mokim the Chavon the Poisek from that place what to do. We mentioned before that Hoylech Botel Kiyoshet. Hoylech botel kiyoshe. This is a Yerushalmi. You couldn't find the Yerushalmi. But it's a minig much more before Tashlich. I'm not saying if it's a place near with water, avade, aber if it's no place with water near you, and to start to march to different places, and you go to the street, and you shmooze, and you oilich batel, it's avade nish ois gehalt. I mean, this minig is mevatel this minig. So I'm saying, is for him that say that this time was not nitan ela letznuim. We see really from Gdolei HaRebbe that when mevatel even the minig to say Rosh Hashanah, but this the minig came, and they moved it to different days, because they didn't want to go out in the middle of the Kedusha v'tayr from Rosh Hashanah. So I'm saying, medav bisin vasi the minig, and medav abel ha'mayis in Yerushalayim, the mokich, when, if this minig would be more kadmon, you could say, and the ganze aloche is a minig. And that minig, zog the kafachayim, when they start the minig in Yerushalayim, lama zogim, it was known the horis. There's no rivers. There's nowhere to say in Yerushalayim. So every place that is a water, even if Taki has no water there, but in the middle of the winter, the place gets a water, this was the minig that they decided to do. If the mashal is a aloche, you're not allowed to eat something. Now, you have to blow shofar. Yerushalayim don't have shofaris. Get a shofar. You have to find a place that you could do it. This minig is not a din. The pshat is, they went out in the places where they were, they went out to the places of water to meramez these in Yonin, and Yerushalayim, where they didn't have it, they went in. So the Moshe, they stand in Yeshiva, they say, this place, you see somewhere that Amol is water, it's enough. Without this game, zuchun. A little mikveh of water, it's enough. Baruch Sheyesh B'Mayim. This is Minig Yerushalayim. And I'm saying, person has to know, mitzad echad rizog, the minhogim acholim ar she'en kedugma osom, of navis in Yerushalayim, as they gishtal the minig. And v'hu adin in every place that going out, it becomes a trip, it becomes a teal, avad anish. So, v'schus, alein yonim, v'bizeichet, eksiruch simetei.